In this recording, let's turn your attention to the task of how can you talk to your partner about something that bothers you in a way that's going to result in her caring about how you feel. There are skills that people who are good at this use when they're communicating their feelings, and we know from decades of research what these skills are. I'm going to talk you through them, and I'd like to suggest that you visualize yourself in an upcoming conversation with your partner doing these things. If you want your partner to be receptive, you need to come into the conversation fairly confident that at least one of two possibilities are going to be true. First, you're assuming that it's likely that there are things that you don't know, and that when your partner explains, things will make more sense and you won't feel as upset. Second, you'll assume that even if you do have all the information, it's likely that this is one of those frustrating but inevitable situations where nobody is necessarily right or wrong, but you and partner are just not on the same page with your priorities or expectations. You have frustrating but legitimate differences. And by legitimate, I mean there's nothing wrong with either of your expectations, they were just different. If these things seem like reasonable possibilities to you, continue listening to this recording. But if you're really doubtful that one or the other applies in this situation, I suggest that you postpone listening to the rest of this recording right now and listen to recording 3.5 first. The first thing that you need to do if you want your partner to be receptive is to picture yourself making an opening statement that assures your partner that you want a two-way conversation. This isn't an attack. You haven't concluded anything yet. You're just wanting to talk. You want to communicate two things. First, you want to be honest about the fact that you're upset and you would like to see some changes made or some explanation given. But there needs to be a second part to your message, and that part is that you're aware of the fact that you may not have all of the relevant information. Your statement will be something like, "Yeah, so far I'm not happy about this situation, but maybe I just don't understand why you did this. Can you explain it to me?" When you say this to your partner, she'll be listening to your words, but she'll also be sensing how uptight you might be. If you want her to relax and be receptive to you, you need to be as relaxed as possible right from the start. So take a minute and picture yourself in front of her making your opening statement. And as you do this, deliberately relax every muscle in your body. Take a big inhale and then release the air slowly so it takes at least 10 or 15 seconds. Picture yourself feeling relaxed like this as you talk to her. The next thing you need to do is to be prepared for her to give an explanation that you don't like or agree with. You can probably imagine what an explanation like this might be. Take a minute right now and imagine her giving this explanation. If you're like most people, when you imagine this, you're going to feel tense or annoyed. And you'll have the urge to interrupt her and dispute what she's saying. But if you're going to influence her, you won't do this. Instead, imagine letting go of this urge. And as you do this, let go of any tenseness right now that you might be feeling in your body. Deliberately relax every muscle while you take a big inhale and slow release exhale. And then imagine saying to yourself, "There's no rush. I can afford to take my time. I'll take issue with anything I need to later, but first I need to find things about her explanation that are at least somewhat understandable." Then picture yourself hearing her out without interrupting. And picture yourself acknowledging anything that she says that's even remotely reasonable, even if you don't agree with her logic or choices. Remember that if you can't find anything understandable about her perspective, she'll have a hard time finding anything understandable about yours. From within her perspective, given her assumptions and priorities, is what she did at least somewhat sensible? She was probably following one reasonable course of action. It may not be the one you wanted her to, It's probably not the one you would have taken, but there was a logic to it, and if you're wise, you'll see it and acknowledge it. You'll say things like, okay, I see what you were thinking. Or you'll say something like, well, that part makes sense. With just the information you have right now, you should be able to come up with at least one thing about what you think her explanation will be that would be partly understandable. It's a really good idea to be prepared to say something positive. If nothing else, you should be able to say something like, okay, well, I imagine there are probably plenty of people in the world who would have made the same choice if they were in your shoes. And there are probably plenty of partners who wouldn't have any problem with it. It's just really different than what I wanted. And I think there are plenty of people who are like me, too. Try to understand why it may have been important for her to act this way. Beneath her actions in this situation, there might be some bigger need or value that was at stake. Try and figure out if this is true, and if so, what is it? You might also have an underlying need or value that's coming into play in this situation. Why do her actions bother you so much? What does it mean to you? Why is it important to you that she act differently in the future than she did in this situation? As you talk to her, try and avoid talking about what you didn't like and talk more about what you would have wanted in this situation and why. If you're respectful when you listen to her, the odds are good that when you talk, she'll be respectful too. But this might not happen. Even though you're taking care to be respectful, she might act like her expectations are right and yours are wrong. She might say or imply that what you want is unrealistic or unreasonable or excessive. If she does this, if you're like most people, your body will kick into alarm mode and you'll have an urge to refute the content of what she's saying. And maybe you'll also want to turn the tables on her, saying, "My expectations aren't unreasonable. The problem is that you're clueless, or selfish, irresponsible, or something like that." But if you do this, you'll be right back in the trap you're trying to avoid, the endless "I'm right and you're wrong" back and forth gridlock that paralyzes relationships. And you'll lose your power. So picture yourself letting go of the urge to dispute or counter-criticize while you let go of the tension in your body. Right now, deliberately relax every muscle and slow your breathing while you tell yourself, "There's no need to panic. I know what to do." That, of course, implies that you know what to do. So what is it? You take issue with her assumption that there's something wrong with what you wanted, but rather than turning the tables on her, you suggest that there isn't anything wrong with either of your expectations. For example, you might say something like, "Don't act like there's something wrong with what I wanted. Look, obviously we have different expectations about situations like this. I'm trying to be respectful of yours, and I'd appreciate it if you try and do the same." So here's where you need to be prepared to propose a way of doing things in the future that clearly takes both of your needs into account as much as possible. You'd be wise, before you go into the conversation, to give some thought to this. You may already know what her preferences or expectations are in situations like this, and you can begin thinking about what might be some ways to meet in the middle before you guys even talk. If you're concerned that she won't join you in looking for a middle ground, and in spite of your open-mindedness and flexibility, she will continue to be closed and inflexible, I suggest that you listen to recording 6 in this series. Please remember that none of the things I've described in this recording will work if you're having a hard time believing that your partner's perspective could be as valid as your own. If indeed you're having a hard time believing this, listen to recording 3.5. Before finishing, I'd just like to say one more time how important being physically calm and relaxed is during disagreements. Between now and the time when you actually discuss your feelings with your partner, you'll probably think about the issue, and you may feel upset every time you think about it. What we want is to recondition your nervous system to remain automatically calmer when you feel upset. And for this to happen, you need to practice physiological soothing methods every time you feel upset. You need to take a few moments to loosen your body and slow your breathing and remind yourself, "If I can operate skillfully in this upcoming conversation, there's nothing to worry about." Then picture yourself doing the things I've described in this recording. If you do this over and over again, I know from experience with hundreds of people that your body really will begin to react differently, and this has more benefits for you than you can imagine.